Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to live a meditative life. In this week's podcast, we're going to explore whether meditation is dangerous and evil for Christians, or something that can be used as an integral part of Christian faith. Though we have listeners from all over the world, I personally reside in Southern California, and so many of my public speaking engagements are done here in the United States. And this is a very, very common concern among Christians here in the United States and around the world. I commonly get asked, is meditation something evil? Is it something I need to be concerned about? Isn't that stuff we're supposed to stay away from? You might be surprised how often I get asked this when I'm teaching meditation to a new group, particularly here in the U.S., where a significant portion of the population has never been exposed to meditation, and those who have heard about it have heard about it in very negative ways. So what's the concern? Why are so many Christians around the world under the impression that meditation is something that is in many ways evil, or at least weird, and something you probably better stay away from? Meditation has been an integral part of Christianity throughout history. If we study Christianity at the very beginning of the formation of the Christian church and Christianity spread throughout the world, there were significant portions of Christians who went to the desert, lived as hermits in many ways, and would spend a significant portion of their time meditating and praying. Many of their writings are still in existence, and you can read about their experiences. It's beautiful lives from beautiful people. Perhaps one of the most famous, and one who I enjoy reading, is by the name of John Cassian, that's C-A-S-S-I-A-N, a monk from the 4th century, who wrote about his experiences with meditation and how it had such a transformational quality in his own life. But even before this, if you study the Old Testament or the Jewish Bible, there's a phrase that goes, "Be still and know that I'm God," which many people believe is encouraging people to meditate, because meditation is about being silent. Where prayer, which is part of all religious traditions, is about talking to God, and meditation is about listening to God, if meditation is used in a religious or Christian context. Because of course there are meditators around the world who believe in meditation and have no religious tradition at all. There are many people who meditate just for the sake of the benefits of meditation, like the health benefits, and they find meditation very peaceful and relaxing. Now getting back to Christianity. As Christianity has developed over the centuries, meditation has been held more sacred or more used in monasteries in the monastic life. I think partially because the monks and nuns make time for meditation. Their life is all about simplicity, keeping their minds and hearts focused on Jesus and God. So meditation is a very critical tool for keeping hearts centered on Christ. But I don't think this is unique to Christianity either. If you really study most of the religious traditions around the world, the people that meditate are the people who live in monasteries. That's pretty normal. Often the general population is just too busy to spend time meditating, whether they're Buddhist, Hindus, Islamic. It doesn't really matter. Life just takes a lot of work to survive throughout the centuries, and having time to meditate has been a challenging and daunting task throughout history, including today. But in modern times, I think what happened was, when Christian missionaries started going around the world, they found that many traditions around the world meditate. And so when they brought back this news about meditation among other faiths, I do believe what happened was it got aligned with these faiths, and with Christians who saw their faith as exclusive and the only right way, then obviously anything that any other faith was doing was wrong. And very quickly, meditation was identified as something that's wrong or even evil. And this, I think, is truly the crux of the matter. This message of other faiths meditate, so we better not, got taught around the world among Christians, both Catholic, Protestants, and non-denominationals. It was seen as a Eastern faith, and thus something as wrong, something as evil. So, Christians were taught to stay away from it. It's bad, it's evil. Now, if you're a Catholic listening to this podcast, you can see how that's somewhat of a silly concept, since meditation has been part of Christianity throughout history. And mostly, it got excluded from daily practice because people are just too busy to meditate, and survival throughout history has been on the forefront of most people's faith, not meditation and quiet time. So it's fairly easy to counter this argument that meditation isn't Christian. Clearly, it's very steeped in Christian faith and goes back to the very beginning. But let's say you're a listener to this podcast, and instead of being Catholic, you're Protestant or you're a non-denominational type church. The argument there would be, well, we don't really care a whole lot about what Christianity said in the past. We just care about right now. And right now, meditation seems evil. It seems bad. And in order to address this concern, I want to begin with first, what is meditation? If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, meditation is something that is studied regularly by the scientific community because of all its health benefits to our bodies and our overall sense of well-being. Those scientists may study religious practitioners because often they're the ones that have been meditating for a long time. They really don't care anything about the religious aspects of meditation. They just care about its effects on people. And meditation, again, at its core, is very simply following a rhythm. And when you follow a rhythm, like your breath, or a phrase, or a mantra, or a prayer word, what happens is our minds, our brain waves begin to slow down, and we become far more relaxed. And this change in our brain waves tends to have very positive effects to us, both the way we feel and how our health is. There's nothing necessarily magical or mystical about it or scary about it. It's simply that our brain waves change. It's the same way that our brain waves change when we sleep, except with meditation, we can change our brain waves while we're awake. But I think the bigger concern isn't so much what I just said. The bigger concern for modern Christians is that mantra, that phrase we often say with meditation. Here in the West, almost all of us have been exposed to some of the Eastern traditions like Hinduism and their mantras that they use when they sing or meditate. A very famous one is Hare Krishna. And the best way I can dispel this concern is meditation is like prayer. All faiths around the world use prayer as an integral part of their religious tradition. A practicing Buddhist will use prayer to Buddha in the same way a Christian would use prayer to Jesus. They're really the same thing, but of course, they're praying to completely different religious figures. Again, it's much like going to a church. A Hindu will have a Hindu temple where a Christian will have his local non-denominational church. Modern Christians don't pray and don't go to church because other faiths have churches and pray. That, of course, would be silly. But still, some people will be concerned. Am I not opening myself up to other forces out there that can take control of me when I meditate and clear my mind? And I have a very good response to this one that I'd love for you to try if this is your concern. Remember, when we meditate, it's about rhythm, following something, often a phrase. My favorite one that I teach, because I really try to be neutral when I'm working with people, because I know people have a lot of different faiths, is I have them breathe in and say in their mind, I am, and then they breathe out, peaceful. But instead, if this is a concern of yours, when you breathe in, say, I love, and when you breathe out, say, Jesus. I love Jesus. Of course, you say this in your mind, not out loud. But this is a great way to use meditation and even develop your faith. If you said every day, I love Jesus, twice a day, over and over for half an hour in the morning and half an hour at night, I think you'd find meditation to be a very positive and uplifting experience for you and your faith. So hopefully I've identified most of the concerns that Christians may have when they meditate. If there are any other concerns, please feel free to email me at drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. If you'd like to continue your explorations into the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Or if you're more of a reader, I also have a blog link there too. So thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. Until next time, peace.